Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Daily Blah. John here. 欢迎来到 Daily Blah. 我是 Sean. 陪你看着美剧，聊聊背景文化和剧中实用的英语口语。这里是美剧刀逼刀，行尸走肉的第一期。我知道你喜欢看行尸走肉啊，我也喜欢看。我们先来回顾一下上一期的结尾吧。龙嫂挨了好几枪，还好被根叔救下来，跟着两个骑马穿盔甲的人走了。Rick 带着一帮人送 Glant 媳妇儿去医院，每一条路上都有人挡拆，说好的条条大路通罗马呢，就不直接跟你干，各种秀肌肉，这个就叫震慑，撕碎你的心理防线。天黑之后，一帮人决定步行 ，on foot 步行了，不是步行，是步行。走着走着，发现已经被包围了，就只能就范了。包女跟弩哥两个人跟他们这些大队伍终于汇合了，最后只能等待尼根最后的裁决。
I'm gonna kill you。
这个时候还嘴硬，太不是时务了。
I didn't quite catch that. You're gonna have to speak up.
Speak up， 大声点说。We can't hear you. Speak up.这第一集啊，全都是尼根一个人的台词，其他人基本上没有什么台词。这哥们儿真话痨，但重点并不在于他说什么，而在于他做什么。人物的行为才是这个角色的真正定位。这就是魂斗罗最后一个特写了。
Oh my, that is a no-no.
No-no.不行，不对，一般是在跟小孩说话的时候用这种词，但也可以用来委婉的表示不行，不对。That's a no-no。咱们再来回顾一下这个虐心的场面。
Back to it. Maybe I'll find you.
这有编剧的地址，我给他寄个刀片。
No exceptions.
看这镜头，就好像尼根一个人的演唱会啊！这哥们演的确实好，已经一跃成为全美国最遭人痛恨的演员。
I'll be right back. Maybe Rick will be with me. If not, well, we can just turn these people inside out, won't we? I mean, the ones that are left. Let's go for a ride.
Go for a ride. 兜兜风，游车河。白天晚上都可以，哎，不过游车河这个词好像是广东那边的说法。
Your best chance is to stand up, grab that axe, and drive it through the back of my head.
错，最好的机会是你刚才站在他旁边那么近的时候，他上去一口咬断你的颈动脉。
Keep acting tough.
Acting tough, act, 表现如何如何，后面接一个 tough， 就是表现强硬。其实尼根在第一期里边所有的做法都可以很容易的总结分析，目的很简单，就是一次又一次不停的摧毁你的心理防线，让你屈服。
I want you to think about what could have happened. Think about what happened. And think about what can still happen.Hey Rick, go get my axe.
我跟我们家娜娜玩球的时候，我把球扔出去，我说 ：“Nano, get the ball, get the ball。”啊，娜娜是一只小柯基。
It's what happened. Doesn't mean the rest of them have to. Get me my axe. Get me my axe.
这个场景大家还记得吧？在上一季最后一集的时候，他们正好从这个桥下过，但是前面有一堆树拦住了去路。他们回头看的时候，正好有一个人被从这个桥上扔下来勒死，就是这个地方。
Atta boy!
Atta boy! 真乖，好孩子。你们家小孩做了什么好事让你很开心啊？表现很好的时候可以用这个词 Atta boy。 如果你们家有个小公狗也可以用这样的词啊。看 Rick 现在就像狗一样被牵着走。
Get some guns to the back of their heads. Level with their noses so you have to fire.
手枪打后脑都没法认尸啊。
It'll be a real mess. You're southpaw?
My what?
You're lefty.
一般说左撇子会用 left-handed 或者是 lefty， southpaw 用的比较少，哎呀，那也可以这么说。有一部电影啊，就叫 southpaw， 讲的是一个拳击手啊，推荐大家去看一看。
Rick, I want you to take your axe, cut your son's left arm off, right on that line. This needs to happen now. Chop, chop.
这个地方用 chop chop 这个词组是再好不过的了，因为 chop 本身有砍的意思， chop chop 是快一点的意思，所以呢，你就给我快点砍。双关语用得很巧妙。
You answer to me. You provide for me. You belong to me. Right? Speak what you're spoken to.You answer to me. You provide for me.
Provide for you.
You belong to me. Right. Right.
Rick 大神最后还是屈服了。
That is the look I wanted to see. But you still want to try something? Not today, not tomorrow. Not today, not tomorrow. I will cut pieces off of Daryl.And put him on your doorstep, or better yet, I will bring him to you and have you do it for me. We'll be back for our first offering in 1 week. Until then, ta-ta.
Ta-ta. 小孩说拜拜会这么说。尼根这么说呢，就是耍宝啊，得了便宜还卖乖，嘚瑟一下。其实我已经开始脑补了，尼根到底会怎么死。他挂掉是迟早的事儿，问题是他怎么挂掉，是千刀万剐呢，还是万箭穿心？肯定不会让他得好死。
I bet you thought you were all gonna grow old together, sitting around the table at Sunday dinner in the happily ever after. No, it doesn't work like that, Rick. Not anymore.
关于剧情，我一定要吐槽一句。你没有搞错啊，你把魂斗罗写死也就算了，你把 Glenn 也给写死了，好不容易有一张亚裔脸都让你给弄死了，好莱坞真心不是黄种人混的地方是吧。关于 Walking Dead 我也有句要吐槽的，有没有搞错啊，不会跑的僵尸哎，都能把人类搞成这个德行，你要像僵尸世界大战里那样还说得过去。而且这 Walking Dead 越拍越像 Prison Break， 越来越跑题儿，你这是与人斗其乐无穷啊。Whatever， 好，这期节目就是这样。如果你喜欢我的 Daily Vlog， 帮我多多扩散，或者是打赏一下，我会非常感激的。另外，你也可以关注我的微信公众号，来获得每期节目语言点的文字汇总，还有其他美剧解说和精彩的节目等你来翻牌子。只要扫码关注，免费的，或者搜索 Daily Vlog D A I L Y B L A H， 连写没有空格就可以找到我了。All right， I'll see you guys next time. Bye.